Ooh, this guy is going through airport security. He's a little bit nervous. Will he need to speak any English when he's going through airport security? Does he need to know English? Well, maybe not, but it would probably be really helpful in lots of situations. Okay, so in this lesson, I'm going to teach you the English you need to know to go through airport security. Hey, if you like getting tips like this, I would be so happy if you subscribe to my channel right down there. Okay, so the first thing I want to teach you is a little bit of vocabulary. This thing is called a metal detector. A metal detector. You have to walk through the metal detector. Or sometimes they might use one of these things called a wand or a scanner. Okay, maybe a security wand or a security scanner. I'll pretend my remote control is a security wand. Okay, they go like this. They found my gun. Oh no, now I'm going to jail. I'm never gonna make any more lessons at Mad English TV. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life in jail because I tried to bring a gun onto the plane. Are you planning on bringing a gun or a knife onto the plane? You bad person. Hopefully they catch you. Okay, so this thing here is called an X-ray machine, or you could call it a baggage scanner. Okay, it's this big machine here that you put your bag through. Now, the moving part that takes your bag, that's called the conveyor belt. Okay, so that person might say, sir, can you put your bags on the conveyor belt? So you put your carry-on luggage on the belt, and then it goes through this scanner. Okay, now that person working there, they might say some things to you. Okay, this is where it would be really helpful to understand English. Okay, they might say, "Can I see your boarding pass? Can I see your boarding pass?" Okay, so then you need to show them your boarding pass and they will scan it. Do you have a laptop? If you say, "Yes, I have a laptop," then you need to take the laptop out of your carry-on bag. Then you need to put it in a separate tray. Okay, they'll give you a tray to put your wallet, your keys, your cell phone, your laptop in. Okay, do you have any liquids or gels? Liquids or gels like water, toothpaste, hair gel, shampoo, all of that. You can't take any big bottles of those things, right? Please take off your shoes. Or please take off your belt. Okay, please take out your wallet and your keys. Okay, because you're going to be going through the metal detector, right? So you don't want it to go beep, 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 beep. Okay, so they'll call you through. They'll say, "Come through." And then you walk through the metal detector. And if nothing happens, then they might say, "You're all set." You're all set. That means you're good to go. Okay, if these beepers go off, beep, 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 then they might ask you a question like this: "Are you wearing any jewelry?" Then you could say, "Oh, yeah." You could say, "Yes, I think my necklace triggered the alarm. I think my necklace triggered the alarm." Triggered means made the alarm go off. Made the alarm go off. They might say this: "Sir, you've been selected for a random check." Sometimes they check every fifth person or tenth person. So they might say, "Sir, you've been selected for a random check." They might take you to the side and then use their wand to scan you. Okay, so they might say this: "Stretch out your arms. Stretch out your arms." And then they might say, "I'm going to scan your body and pat you down. Pat down your arms and legs." Pat down means to go like this. You know, to make sure that you're not hiding a knife or a gun or some other kind of weapon underneath your clothes. Okay, now, they might ask you to go through the body scanner. This is a big machine that you walk into, you put your hands like this, and then they scan your body to make sure if there is, you know, that you don't have anything. Now, these things, these body scanners, when they first came out, they were really controversial because they sort of invade your privacy. I think maybe they can see, I don't know, actually, I don't know what they can see, but it's almost like maybe they can see you naked. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but I think maybe that's why it was a very controversial thing. Okay, so after your bag goes through the x-ray machine, then they might see something in your bag that they want to check. Okay, so this person might say, is this your bag? I just need to open it up and look inside it. Sir, is this your bag? I just need to open it up and take a look inside it. Okay, then they might take a look inside and say, okay, you've got a camera. Yep, everything is okay. Then they'll say, thank you. You're good to go. You're good to go. That means you're all set. Have a nice flight. Okay. So let's do some homework. I want you to tell me about your worst airport experience. Your worst experience going through security at an airport. I'll tell you one story. It's probably not the worst experience I've had, but it was sort of a funny experience. So I was in Montreal. I was at the Montreal airport and I was going through security, and you know, you're not supposed to bring any liquids or gels more than 100 milliliters, right? All your liquids and gels have to be very small, under 100 milliliters, right? But I had a tube of toothpaste that was like 150 milliliters, but it was practically empty. Like there was maybe this much toothpaste left in the tube, right? The whole tube was flat. And there was a little bit of toothpaste left, like maybe 10 milliliters, right? And the woman who was working security, she said, sir, I have to confiscate this. Confiscate means take it away. And I said, well, I was like, there's no toothpaste left in there. And she said, yeah, I know, but it's more than 150 milliliters. I was like, well, I know it says it's more than 150 or like 150 milliliters, but there's obviously nothing in there. And she said, well, I still have to take it away. So I was like, there's no common sense. There's no common sense in the world. But I know they have to do their job, right? So that's good if they're doing their job, but sometimes it can be a little bit frustrating when they do those kinds of things. So anyway, I want you to tell me your worst experience down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.